Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Woman reports thousands missing from her bank account. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette Police Department is investigating a theft from an 84-year-old woman's bank account. The woman's 59-year-old niece and her 48-year-old husband assisted in reporting the theft. On Sunday around 11 a.m., they reported $6,427.15 missing from her bank account due to suspected fraudulent ATM transactions. The family said they are concerned that neighbors who live close by and know the 84-year-old well may have been involved in the theft. The victim has limited resources, so officers requested the report be forwarded to the Department of Family Services for potential assistance. The case has also been turned over to the Gillette Police Department detectives for further investigation. Campbell County Health's Behavioral Health Committee will hold its first meeting Thursday, February 16th at 5:30 p.m. The meeting will be held in the IT Training Room D of the Campbell County Memorial Hospital. I see the Behavioral Health Committee as a team of individuals committed to sustaining and growing mental health services in Campbell County, said CCH Board of Trustees Chair Alan Stuber. The objective of the first meeting is to establish the mission and vision of the committee, according to the press release from CCH. With mental health continuing to be a pressing issue in Campbell County, the Behavioral Health Committee intends to provide another avenue to give voice to these issues and take decisive and impactful action. What I want is for there to be action taken by the committee, not just talk, said Stuber. We've got an opportunity to come together as a community to take meaningful steps to address the mental health needs of our community. According to data from the National Center for Health Statistics, behavioral health needs continue to rise at an alarming rate, with a suicide attempt occurring in the U.S. every 26 seconds. With 32.8 suicides per 100,000 population, Wyoming has the highest suicide rate in the U.S. The need for enhanced resources for behavioral health is clear, and the Behavioral Health Committee will work towards addressing those needs. CCH encouraged the public to attend the open meeting. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.